John chapter 7, verse 38 tells us, if someone believes in Jesus, out of his heart will flow living water. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call 877-616-2396 to make your pledge of support for AFR. That's 877-616-2396. Or pledge online at AFR.net. And thank you for your support of AFR during Share-a-thon.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, day three. So it's the last day of Share-a-thon. We will wrap it up in about 7 hours here for our spring fundraiser. And we've got Share-a-thon in the spring, Share-a-thon in the fall. And Ed, what's our theme and what's the Bible verse?
Living water is the theme of this spring Share-a-thon. The verse that we have been using as our spring Share-a-thon 2023 verse is from John chapter 7, verse 38. I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Jesus said, "He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." And we just feel like this was a good theme. By the way, our staff who head up our Share-a-thons prayed about this and asked leadership to weigh in. We thought this was an excellent way, a verse that helps express the fact that what we believe we're doing here is sending forth the gospel and the truth of God's word as an encouragement, as a correction, whatever you want to put it, to our culture and its direction away from God. What we need, folks, in our country more than anything are those rivers of living water to be flowing. It is a reference to the ministry of the Holy Spirit through the people of God, the church. And so that is the theme for our spring Share-a-thon. If you want to give, here's the number. 877-616-2396. I'm looking at what we call Share-a-thon Central. We have an iPad in here because we have cameras in our Share-a-thon Central room. We can watch people who are interacting with people who are calling in. And there's several sitting and waiting for your call. Here's the number, 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. And our Spring Share-a-thon Premium, here are kind of the criteria we have set up for a one-time.
What does Premium mean?
Premium, it just means a gift. We are giving back to people who call in for a one-time gift of $150.
It's otherwise known as a quid pro quo. Right.
Well, for certain,
let's be honest about it. They give us a gift, we give them a duffel bag.
Well, no, not everybody.
It's not as simple as that.
No, not as simple as that.
It's a clean call.
We do have a threshold.
There's a threshold, right?
Yeah.
But we are, listen, we are encouraging people to be as generous as they can.
Yeah.
Obviously, you pay your rent, you pay your mortgage, people, you make your car payments,
right?
You tithe to your church.
Right.
Those are obligations. But beyond that, we try and encourage people to be as generous as possible. So for a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive a DVD, The Battle in Loudoun County. That is the newest episode in AFA's Impact video series. Or if you become a Great Commission partner, which means you stand with the ministry with a ongoing monthly gift. So with a monthly gift of $30.
We love those, by the way.
Yes.
Those people who say just draft it monthly.
Right.
Out of their checking account, or they have a credit card they want to use to do that. That makes it so much easier for us to budget.
Yes.
And to plan financially for the ministry when we can know what we can count on.
And it's helpful, really, for the people who want to give. They make basically a one-year decision or every 6 months or whatever.
You can cancel anytime you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they say, I want to give this much to AFA. I'm going to split that up into 12.
Yeah.
And I don't want to think about it every month, you
right.
know, like paying
the light
bill. I
don't want
to
worry about addressing an envelope or,
right.
or putting a stamp on it and going to the post office.
Right.
I just want to know you can count on $50 a month or whatever
right.
from me to American Family radio. That's
wonderful. If you do that, yeah, $30 or more, you become a Great Commission partner. And there's a lot of other things that go along with that. For example, if you're a Great Commission partner, you go to our streaming platform, streaming.afa.net. You can watch all the content that we have available, and you can watch the live video streams of most of our talk radio programs. But that's what becoming a Great Commission partner does. And if you give a monthly gift of $30 or more, you will not only receive the DVD, The Battle in Loudoun County, but you will receive an AFR-branded duffel bag. And Tim, like you said, if you've got duffel, have we got the bag for you.
I'm holding it up right now for those watching. It's a very attractive and durable.
Yes.
Well, I say it feels durable to me.
Yeah, no, that's a well-made bag.
Yeah, it's not a cheapo, right?
I don't think it's a cheapo.
No, it's
not leather, but it's...
It's very durable, yeah. And it has our American Family Radio logo on it. We've never done a duffel bag before. That was one of your ideas, right?
Well, Angie May and I came up with that idea. We were thinking about, should we get some kind of tumbler or something? But we've done tumblers a lot.
T-shirts.
And so I said, how about a duffel bag? And Angie looked it up and found out we could make it work.
Amen. Well, it's a very attractive duffel bag, and you get that with your donation of how much or more?
That's for a monthly gift of $30 or more. You get the DVD, The Battle in Loudoun County, and the AFR-branded duffel bag. So call, please, 877-616-2396.
And you're going to double your gift right now.
Oh, that's right.
Double your gift. So if you give $100 right now, or $500, or $30, whatever the case may be, that's doubled by another generous supporter or supporters, up to $200,000. I don't know how close we are to meeting that, but we're getting closer.
Yeah.
To meeting that $200,000, and we just want to thank everybody who prays for us, who's supported us financially, and we just thank you so much. And let me also say this, we have visitors from time to time. Well, we have visitors throughout the week, usually here at AFR, and I know folks are making their summer travel plans, maybe for vacation and such,
right.
And we welcome you to visit our studios. We'd love to meet you in person if you get an opportunity. It doesn't have to be in the summer during vacation, but anytime. And if you're traveling, we are in our studios and our home offices are in Tupelo, Mississippi. And so if you're traveling from up north, coming down south, or vice versa.
And you're going to be passing through, you
right.
Just simply go to afa.net. And if you look at the drop-down menus at the top, there is one that says tours. And if you click on that, you will fill out an AFA visitor registration.
That way we'll know you're coming. We'll can be prepared.
Right.
We'll do a background check on you.
Well, we actually do. All we do is we make sure you're not running from the law. So if you're running from the law.
We're not a sanctuary city.
Don't stop by.
Chris, that was a good one.
All right. But no, it's really just to know who's coming,
yeah.
So we can make sure we have someone available to take you on the tour.
We have swag for you, too.
And we do.
Get here.
We do.
So
you get a bag of swag.
I just wanted to extend that invitation for those who would like to come by and visit us here at our home offices and studios. We welcome our supporters to do that. You're listening to American Family Radio, and it's day three of Sheraton. You know, I was looking, Chris and Ed, some of the folks who called in just in the last half hour. Stephanie from Ridgeland, Mississippi. Amy from Brookhaven, Mississippi. Kelly from Utica, Pennsylvania.
Right.
Let's see. We got Michael from Pickerton, Ohio. Amelia from Salisaw, Oklahoma. We truly are American Family Radio.
I see Sandra from Austin, Minnesota. David from Pantego, North Carolina. Judith from Scott City, Missouri. Kelly from Morrison, Illinois. You're right. We got folks from Iowa, Louisiana, Alabama, Texas.
Hey, here's Minnesota.
Yeah.
Sandra lives in Austin, Minnesota, and she's called in to make a gift to American Family Radio. So I don't know. Do you know how many states we have stations in?
I think it's 36.
36 stations that we have an actual physical presence.
36 states.
States, rather. Yeah. That we have an actual physical radio station in. And now, of course, with the app, it's just been a game changer for us, the American right. Family Radio app. It's just open the doors for people to listen anywhere. Yeah, that we don't have to have a radio station on the air.
I wonder if we could actually hear from someone at the International Space Station. I don't know if signals go up in that direction.
We have a station at the North Pole now.
The
North Pole Station. That's what they call it in Alaska. You can actually listen to news and other things.
We have a station there?
Yeah, like you can listen to, it's a station or some sort of presence there in the North Pole area.
Maybe they carry our programming?
Yes.
Or?
Well, our signal's carried by the Northern Lights.
There you go.
And it's a kind of a strange way that works. Yes,
all right, Brent's got a clarification.
I think it's a station that carries our news as an affiliate.
I misspoke. Yes.
Our newscast.
But we still have a presence.
We do.
That's right. And it's called North Pole.
So, based on your donations and the stories that we do, sometimes featuring Tim or Ed or any of the guests that we have on the show, people do hear those things in other parts of the world.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. So wherever you live, and thank you for listening to AFR, and thank you for calling. Folks are calling in from all over the good old U.S. of A. to say they stand with us here at AFA and American Family Radio. How many guys y'all got in your news division over there? For you, Fred heads up, and you work in, and Steve works in?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, around 9, approximately.
Yeah. What do you guys do every day?
Well, we have a meeting around 9 o'clock to talk about the news of the day. Here's the stuff that's happening today. We'll go around the table and talk about some stuff we're trying to do ourselves to add to our content. And then we will adjust in terms of what we're covering as news develops. For example, you might have your day planned around 9 o'clock, and then Biden says something or somebody fires a missile somewhere, and then all of a sudden your news coverage changes and everybody kind of focuses on getting some reaction to those stories.
So the meeting happens, our news team. This is a part of American Family Radio, folks. This is why I'm talking. Mm-hmm. We have an AFR news team. You hear their newscast at top of the hour every hour. So you guys meet as a team, a news team, and then you make your plans for the day. Mm-hmm. And then where does that content go?
Yes, it ends up the radio versions air at the top of every hour, as you mentioned, on AFR and other stations that do run our news content. But then those stories often wind up in print as articles on our website, which is afn.net. afn.net is the website. One of the things we're very glad to have now, we actually have somebody doing long-form print writing exclusively on afn.net. So check out our website, afn.net, because things you hear on the radio do wind up on there, but there's a whole bunch of other content we can't even pack into our 4.5-minute long newscast.
And where is that again? Where can they access that?
AFN.net.
All right. Talk also just briefly about the daily. We have a daily email news brief.
Yes.
It's just news gold.
Mm-hmm. I mean, dynamite.
And it's Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. We don't do it on the weekend. So people can, what is that exactly, and how can people sign up to get that?
Yeah. Well, you can sign up for it by going to our website, afn.net. Look in the top right corner of the page. You'll see a button that says subscribe. Once that opens up, you'll enter your first and last name and an email address. And we will add your email address to an email list. And once a day, mid-late afternoon, you'll get a compilation of around 6 or 7 stories that our editors put together for you. Time is precious. We know it. So we're trying to help you become informed and equipped.
So it's just once a day, Monday through Friday. It's a news digest, mm-hmm. is what it is.
Yes.
And I've had so many people compliment that and say, I don't have time to weed through all the news all the time. Mm-hmm. But if I get the AFR news nugget, so to speak, in the afternoon, boom, I have it right there, the top stories.
It has been huge. One of the places where we tend to get a lot of recipients and clicks on our headline links is California. We're equipping people.
Yes,
there are. A lot of people kind of roll their eyes and think, oh, California. But there are a lot of people there that are believers and trying to do what they can for their communities. And those people are signing up for our email list.
So when you talk about at the 9 o'clock meeting, for example, where you talk about what you're doing. So if there is, let's say, the war in Ukraine, when mm-hmm. that first erupted, several of you will be talking to foreign policy and military experts to get their insights And that sound will often make its way into the story that's heard at the top of the hour, but also will find its way into the print version
of that. Chad Groening does a lot of our national defense military stuff. So he will call, let's say, Bob McGinnis or Jerry Boykin at FRC, military background experts, to get their comments on those kinds of issues. Mm-hmm. Steve Jordahl, who normally is in here during this time slot.
Steve Paisley Jordahl.
Yes, Steve Paisley Jordahl, often does media reaction to things. So he will call people about coverage of the war in Ukraine. I might call people on how much this is going to cost we, the taxpayers. We all have different so-called beats, areas that Fred wants us to focus on. And the cool thing about our website is the editors will take all those viewpoints and mesh them into one big story, so that way you don't have to spend a lot of time reading 5, 6, 7 articles.
Right, yeah.
All right, let's hear from one of our fine listeners to American Family Radio, and we'll be back in a minute.
Judy in Texas. 8 years ago, while changing radio stations, Dan Celia's voice and directness caught my ear. I haven't changed my radio station since. Because of Dan, I started donating to Preborn, India Partners, Samaritan's Purse, 8 Days of Hope, and American Family Radio. I later became a financial business partner, learned a lot from Dan, and miss his personality, his encouragement, and voice every day. Thank you, American Family Radio. May God shower his blessings upon you as you encourage and teach others to be the hands and feet of our Lord Jesus Christ in doing kingdom work, as Dan would say it. May God bless you as you have blessed us. Thank you.
Well, amen. Amen. And boy, we miss Brother Dan Celia. Mm-hmm. Dan was on with us, I don't know, was it 10 years or so?
I think so.
Dan was on with us with his two-hour program, Financial Issues, and he served on the board of directors here at AFA.
Wonderful Christian brother.
Yeah, helped so many people over his career. And he passed away a little over a year ago, a year, maybe a month or two ago, Dan passed away, and we miss him quite a bit in his legacy and his impact, as just testified,
right.
As our listener there just said, carries on even today. You know, Dan would share the story about how Christian radio changed his world, mm-hmm. changed his eternity.
Right.
He used to tell the story about when he was a younger man. I don't know, in his 20s, I think. Dan would he was riding around one day in his automobile, and Charles Stanley came on. This wasn't AFR. Right. They even preceded AFR. I think it did. But he was in Philadelphia or something, where he was from.
Right.
And a message came on the radio, Christian radio, by Charles Stanley, the Bible teacher out of First Baptist Church, Atlanta. And he gave, and Dan was convicted and said, you know what he's talking about, I need, I need God in my life. I need to change my ways. And he pulled over the side of the road, I think that's how he tells it, and prayed to give his life to, there wasn't anybody there except for him and Charles Stanley on the radio.
Right.
And the Holy Spirit of God.
Right.
And came into Dan's life, saved him. And Dan was already a financial advisor. He was in that world.
Yeah.
And decided, and then God began to change Dan, to lead him out of the secular world into Christian ministry regarding finances. And
he uses gifts for the kingdom.
And then the rest is history.
Well, I mean, and that goes, folks, seriously, when I talk about the verse that we're using for our Share-a-thon, from John 7:38, again, I'm reading from the New King James Version. Jesus said, he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. And to your point, Tim, you're talking about when Dan became a Christian. It's strange how God will work through the Holy Spirit and through a track left at a gas station, mm-hmm. or someone listening to the radio. You said it was just Dan in the car, him and Charles Stanley and the Holy Spirit. So our prayer is that the broadcast of American Family Radio, listen, I was going to talk about the old, what we used to call the AFA Journal, now is called the Stand Magazine. There was a whole series of things set in motion several years ago by somebody who was at the post office was throwing out his junk mail and saw a copy of the journal at the top of the
track. Which was our magazine.
Which was our magazine, AFA Journal. He picked it up and started reading it, and a whole series of events unfolded from that. So our prayer is that your gifts help this ministry go forward, and whether it's a radio broadcast, a program, a news story that somebody hears at the top of the hour, magazine, a blog, a DVD, something that is shared on social media, our prayer is that living water will be flowing to people who are thirsty for more of God.
Yeah, we had a lady tell us one time that she called and asked if it would be okay if she printed out our news articles and then handed them out to people in her Sunday school class. If you want to do that, you're free to do that. By the way, we don't make you pay to read our news articles.
Right.
I don't like paywall stuff, you know, and certainly you know, we don't want you to have to endure that hardship. So if you do want to print out our news articles from AFN.net, you can feel free to do so. I shared the links.
But they, Chris, they do need to buy some gold from us.
Well, so, they do, yes. yes, the Roslyn Capital guy.
Yeah, well.
Buy gold.
Well, it's our own gold.
But I did share links to both the print
joke,
version
folks.
Of the stand as well as the blog version of the stand as well, if you want to check out that, because those are fantastic people as well.
Dan Celia. Dan used to say, and he wasn't against, what do you call them, precious metals?
Is right.
What you call them?
Right.
People who trade in those, gold,
yeah.
silver, and so forth. But he was saying, you know what, we were talking about the end of the world, and I don't know how this came up, but Dan would say, well, you're not going to be able to, he said, I don't think we're going to the grocery store and shave in silver.
Right.
You know, if it gets, what he was yeah. saying was, if it gets.
It gets that bad.
If it gets that bad, okay. But anyway, I just remember, so when we talked about gold, I remember Dan saying, "What are you going to shave it off at
yeah.
buy milk?" Of course, he was joking. He was kidding
right.
around. But anyway, you're listening to Sherathon on American Family Radio, and we thank you for listening. excuse me there. Do we have a – just take a break? I think we need to take a break right here.
Okay.
We need to pause.
Absolutely.
Executive order.
Yeah.
Executive
need
order.
Need to get some oxygen in here. We've talked so much. All right, we're going to take a short time out. We shall return momentarily with more of Sherathon on American Family Radio. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Bert Harper, co-host of Exploring the Word. During times of difficulty, we need hope. Real hope comes through a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. AFR is dedicated to sharing Jesus on every program. Whether it is Exploring the Word, Today's Issues, The Hamilton Corner, or any other program, we make much of Jesus. During this Share-a-thon, you can make much of Jesus by making your contribution. Together, we shall share the hope that is in Jesus Christ.
Karna from Hampstead, North Carolina. I hope I can get through this. I don't know how I'd cope without AFR. From early morning, I can listen to godly counseling on family and life. Then to truthful presentation of what now is happening. And just when I might get discouraged with the news, I get my thoughts recaptured and put back to realize who's in control and in whom I must put my trust. The Almighty God and Jesus. Thank you, AFR.
Soon pass.
thank you for partnering with AFR as we work to spread the love and truth of Jesus. Call 877-616-2396 to make your donation or pledge online at AFR.net.
All right, welcome back. We got 30 more minutes of this segment of Sheraton on American Family Radio, and then Fred Jackson and Bishop Jackson will be taking over the Jackson 2 for the hour after that, right here on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and Chris, we thank you for listening to AFR Sheraton. Last day, last 6.5 hours of Sheraton here for until the fall. So if you want to make a gift to American Family Radio and be a part of our grand total, which has gone over, it's not a grand total, it's a running total. It's gone over $3 million, and we're headed toward four. We need to get to four, folks, by 6 o'clock this afternoon to stay on pace with what we've done the last couple of Sheratons. So, and we're closing in on 16,000 pledges. And we thank you for every single one of those. We know that represents families across America who decided, you know what, we want to include AFR in our giving. And we know it's often sacrificial. We know that because, you know, the economy is not the best right now. And people are, you know, having to watch their budget.
Right.
But so we understand that that's where most of you fall. And you've decided, hey, it's important for us to support American Family Radio because we believe in the mission and what you guys are doing. And that means a lot
right
to us to know that people put their trust in what we're doing in that way. Here's the phone number. And we got do you know how close we are, Brent, at all to meeting that $200,000 match? Because I want to tell folks how close we are. We had an hour and a half ago, right. $200,000 match. That is, every gift up to $200,000 would be doubled. And we've been promoting that since we've been on the air here since 10 Central. We'll find out. Brent Creeley, our producer, is finding out exactly how close we are to going over that number. Here's the phone number to call and make a gift and be as generous as you possibly can. 877-616-2396. Again, 877-616-2396 is our phone number. If you want to go on the internet and make the gift, it's very simple to do. You just go to AFR.net. It's easy. AFR.net, AFR.net.
Can I just say something as a former procrastinator?
Yes.
So when you say last day of Sheraton, this is a friendly advice. When you say last day of Sheraton, if I'm a procrastinator, I'm thinking, well, I need to call in. But then when you follow it up by saying 6.5 hours to go, I'm just going to say,
I see what you're saying.
As a procrastinator,
here.
I'm going, right. There's plenty of time.
that is the way procrastinators think.
That, absolutely. And 6.5 hours.
I've fallen into that.
Yeah.
You know,
well, there's 3 days before my term paper is due. Plenty of time.
I've fallen off that wagon myself a few times.
Last day of Sheraton, people.
Allison, my wife, can tell you about this story in detail, but we were newlyweds and at Mississippi State University. This would have been mid-80s. And she is a get things done.
She's not a procrastinator.
No, get things done the right way and early, okay? So that was the way she managed her schoolwork.
Right.
I, on the other hand, I was more thoughtful. And you know what I'm saying? I did more planning.
Yes.
And with regard
Which
to my
is
schoolwork.
Important.
Right. Right. I didn't just rush into things.
Right.
You know? And so, but I remember we had a term paper due and I'd waited and waited and waited. And I had an electric typewriter. You remember these?
Oh, yes.
Electric typewriter. We're talking mid-80s.
Clickety clack, clickety clack, 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 clack. Ding.
What was the advantage of it?
Which, well, the electric typewriter, the advantage of it was electric.
But beyond that, like, yeah.
Well,
that was an advancement.
Yeah. Here's part of it, and then we want to come back to this part. Let me just kind of.
I don't know how to type on a typewriter.
Let me clue you in there, young man. Okay. So on a regular typewriter, you had to push down on those keys really hard. In other words, sometimes you had to hit them twice, you know, or go backspace and and hit it really hard.
You've seen Fred Flintstone come.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you had to return the carriage manually. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, I know this doesn't sound like it's much of an advantage.
You're talking the non-electric.
Yeah, non-electric. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But electric,
manual.
You could just whiz through it.
Okay. Yeah.
Those keys, electric, they would hit with electric power.
You plugged it in to the wall, and boom, there you go. You're typing on an electric.
But so.
Anyway, I started like my 20-page term letter, term paper, like 10 o'clock at night. It was due like 7 a.m.
And, of course,
I'm not proud of that.
You're newlywed, so it was a huge apartment, right?
It was like 500 square feet. and we were in the married apartment, so we had, you know, paper walls between other people. So I'm sure I kept others up all night. But I typed that thing and.
So like 4 a.m.
Oh, yeah. It took me all night. And then Allison's over there on the couch going, when are you going to be done? I can't go to sleep. So I did that. And I think I managed a C-plus out of that deal there.
So there you go, young people. Just wait till the last minute. You can barely get by.
Take that. let that not be a lesson to you young people. Don't wait till the last minute to do your term papers. Anyway, trip down the electric typewriter memory lane there.
That's hard to believe that we have someone, and probably Brent, too. Do you remember electric typewriters, Brent Creeley?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember them being around, but I don't know how to use a typewriter. Aren't the keys different on a typewriter versus a...
They're in the same order. It would take some getting used to. And let's just hope we don't ever have to go back to that. So
electric typewriters,
or typewriters.
I do want to say my high school teacher, Mrs. Gregg, shout out Amory High School, go Panthers, prepared me greatly for this job because she was a great typing teacher, and because of people like her, I'm able to do.
You're here
I do.
Today. Thank you.
Oh yeah, I actually wrote her one time, and it was like, I don't know if you know this, but I work in I'm a reporter.
Right.
I type every day throughout the day, and she really helped me. She
said, Chris, who?
Yeah, really. But she would get on to me because I would constantly look at my hands, and she got to the point where she made me write down on a piece of paper, I have no self-control, and then she taped that over my hands. Wow, and that's how I learned to type without looking at my hands. Because every time I looked down, I would see my own shame. I have no self-control.
All right, Sheraton on American Family Radio. Yes, sir,
got an answer to your question.
What was my question, Brent?
How close are we to meeting that challenge?
Yes, sir. What's the answer to that?
We have met that challenge.
Woohoo!
Wow.
Am I the only one that's going to clap?
No, I'm clapping.
Come on, hand people. Clap, people, just like in the movies.
Clap at a football game.
But they can also still donate.
Oh, okay.
Still donate. Even though we met the challenge, you still
Their
donate.
Their gift just will not be doubled.
Right.
Well, that's probably going to be a downer for a lot of
people. It will be.
But
we met the match.
On the other hand,
we met the
that'll
match.
Teach you to procrastinate.
Yeah. It's a phone
like
number.
Like Tim Wildman.
Yeah. And that hasn't been the story of my life, Ed. I don't want people to. I was just giving one experience that I had with procrastination so that other people will know I am human.
Yeah.
You know, I can do.
Tell
me a procrastination story that happened to you.
I was about to say I was going to tell you a story, but there's plenty of time. I'll wait.
I thought you was going to say, well, you know, that time I procrastinated about paying the electric bill. The lights went off at 9 o'clock, and I realized maybe I shouldn't have waited on that.
No, I've procrastinated a lot in high school and college. There is probably 5% of the human population that's like Allison.
Yeah.
That are going to be hard chargers and are going to say, no, we're going to get it done early.
And right.
And the most of us, most of the people are slobs like us. Okay.
From time to time.
Yes. We can, under pressure, get the job done.
Yeah, right.
But
we need that pressure.
Yeah, we need that pressure.
All right. Thank you for listening, everybody. Let's hear from one of our listeners who in no way, shape, or form procrastinates.
Hi, this is Catherine Hollyfield. I live in DeRidder, Louisiana. And since I became an AFR listener, praise God, I've become an informed Christian. Without you all, I wouldn't be informed and able to share the information with those I know in my church and in my prayer groups and with my friends. I love the way each program complements each other in God's Word and the events of the day, what's going on in the world. Exploring the Word is an amazing program, sharing God's Word and answering Bible questions. I share the action alerts with all I can, and because of your teaching, I'm trying to do my part to be a watchman and to be a servant of Christ. Thank God for you all.
Amen. What a blessing, sister. Amen. Thank you for sharing that from DeRidder, Louisiana. That was wonderful.
And all these people who called and got on for our listener testimonies, they did not procrastinate. They because we have a window when we take these, because they do have to be cleaned up a little bit, sometimes shortened just a little bit to make them ready to go on the air by our crack production staff. So they have to get those in within the window. So don't procrastinate any longer. Here's the number to call to give to Share-a-thon, our spring Share-a-thon, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. I do want to remind you that for a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive a copy of the DVD, The Battle in Loudoun County. Mm-hmm. That is the newest episode in AFA's Impact series. Let me just tell you what that's about just a little bit, because it is fantastic. I've seen it. Probably most of you who are listening to me right now know that in Loudoun County, Virginia, the public schools they are a source of a lot of contention for many Virginia parents and lawmakers. And a woman named Patty Menders, she's a mom who discovered racially divisive material within the school system, and she decided something just had to be done about that. And then She Van Fleet, who is also a mom, but she emigrated from communist China to our country. She knows only too well the harsh realities of the kinds of toxic ideologies that are now being taught in our public schools because of her experiences in communist China. She joined the fight in Loudoun County. Even though their courageous stand has resulted in a slew of insults, a lot of pushback, these two moms, along with many other parents, continue to fight for their children's education and well-being. That's what that story is about, from The Battle in Loudoun County, that DVD. And you can get that DVD for a one-time gift of $150 or more. Or you can become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more. You receive the DVD, The Battle in Loudoun County, plus you will receive an AFR-branded duffel bag along with that DVD.
Our AFR branded duffel bag. First time we've ever had a duffel bag that we'll send out. So take advantage of that, folks. You'll get great use out of that duffel bag. Chris Woodward, Ed Battagliano, and yours truly, Tim Wildman, and we thank you for listening to American Family Radio. You know, I was thinking back. We started in this American Family Radio went on the air in 1991. That was our first radio station.
Yeah.
And we grew quickly, and now 181 American Family Radio stations. And then, as I mentioned before, the app, the AFR app, has been I call it a game changer for us, because now so many people listen to us on the app that they – either they have a radio station, but they travel out of range of the signal, and then they switch over to the app. Or a lot of people, now we're finding out, we get calls from New York City.
Yeah.
You know, people listening in New York City.
Overseas.
Overseas to the app. So, you know, I would ask people to join us in prayer that God continues to expand our territory.
Absolutely. And let your friends and...
Right.
Church members, Sunday school class members, let them know about American Family Radio.
I would say stand there and hover around them until they download the app in front of you.
Right. Nag them even.
Well, if it works.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And make sure they get the AFR app.
Yeah. I would also plug the download capability on our podcasts. And what do I mean by that?
What do you mean by that, Chris?
Well, when you go to AFR.net and, for instance, you pull up the Today's Issues podcast page, there is a little thing that looks like an arrow pointing down with a line written underneath it. That's a download function. So if you have it on your phone like I do and you download the podcast, you can listen to it at your own convenience on your phone or whatever electronic device you're using. For example, I listen to podcasts a lot when I, like, mow my yard. So that you can, it doesn't take up your data.
How loud do you have to keep your, like, your AirPods?
That's not too bad.
It's not
bad. Allison, my wife, does that.
You do?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you're
making
your yard mowing podcast, you do have that option.
A lot more enjoyable.
Right.
But I like
when you're not doing it, when you're not mowing the grass.
Yeah. I'm not going to, But
it's technically true. When you're not doing it, she's doing it.
Yeah, she enjoys mowing the grass, and I don't want to take that joy away.
I just got a text message from Ed's neighbors, and they will donate to us if you mow your yard.
If Ed does?
Yes. Is that right?
No.
I do. I like mowing it, but
here's,
I like doing it on Saturday. Yeah. My wife hates hearing the mower run on Saturday.
Right.
She'll usually do it during the week.
Yeah, just to keep you from mowing on Saturday.
And that breaks my heart, Tim.
Gives you great joy.
Yes.
Well, you know, in today's world, that 3 hours in the yard with nobody talking to you, you know what I'm saying? It's just the sound of the mower as you glide
along. I really
along.
Do like it.
I know. It's a therapeutic, as they say.
If your neighborhood is like mine, though, like once somebody's small engine starts, then the other people feel like they have to do it, too.
Yeah.
And then from, like, sun up on Saturday to dark, it's nothing but
small engine. Hear those lawnmowers
going, you got to keep up with the Joneses.
Right. Yeah. We know Biden, he wants to outlaw gasoline lawnmowers.
Gas-powered equipment.
Yeah.
Huh? You think it's going to happen?
I think he's going to try, but I don't think it's going to happen because there is now. I'll say this: I was going to say there is no substitute, but there are developing.
They have electric lawnmowers.
Yeah, I think they're developing some pretty good technology for that kind of thing. But it's going to be a long time before every person in America can afford to go electric.
There is somebody that lives not far from our campus here in Tupelo that has one of those self-mowing things in their yard. It's like a Roomba, but it's a mower.
Really?
I stood and watched it one day. I'm like, what is this?
You mean like those vacuum cleaners that go around the room? Those and the things at the
but
bottom?
It was a mower.
Mm-hmm. The things at the bottom of swimming pools?
Newfangled technology.
You know, you've seen those. My brother has one of those. It cleans a pool.
Yeah.
You just turn it on and it goes random.
Right.
Like a is it random?
I think it scans your yard and it memorizes where to go and turn and all that stuff.
Well, Big Brother's watching you even when you mow your grass. That's scary.
Yeah.
It's watching you. Is that what you said?
It could factor into ESG policies.
Yeah.
Scans your yard.
Scans your yard.
And pretty soon it decides.
Are you serious? But I saw one of those. Does those things work?
I don't know. I was actually walking one time down to the post office.
It's a lawnmower. It's a lawnmower without handles.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird looking.
It's self-propelled and it works.
It looks like a big thick garbage can lid on the grass, just moving around by itself.
Yeah, I don't know.
What I worry about,
George Stetson.
This is how Skynet begins. Right.
What I worry about, as my kids call me, Captain Safety, growing up. How does it know if one of my grandkids runs out in front of it?
Right. What if it goes rogue?
Yes.
It starts mowing your neighbor's yard.
I just envision rogue. Somebody standing there with like their Husqvarna or something going, for my cold, dead hands,
You'll pry this.
All right. Thank you for listening to AFR, and we appreciate you helping us meet this $200,000 match the last hour and a half. Here on AFR, we are at closing in on 16,000 pledges, and we've gone over $3 million, headed toward $4 million. We need to get to $4 million by 6 o'clock this afternoon. I think we'll get there, Lord willing. And we thank everybody who's called in, including Carol in Conroe, Texas, Aroida in Belton, Texas, Paula. I'm just reading the people who called in the last half hour. Paula in Grand Bay, Alabama. Thomas in Glen Allen, Virginia. Cecil in Hollandale, Mississippi. Timothy in Polkton, North Carolina. Janet in Beebe, Arkansas. Dwayne in Rossville, Indiana. Debbie in Hampstead, North Carolina. Ken in, oh man,
Ozaukee, Kansas.
I hope we got that right. If we didn't, we apologize.
Look, I'm going to scan way down. Sherry from 29 Palms, California.
What, a California call?
California.
We don't have any radio stations in California.
Just be
so
listening on the app or online.
Listening on the app. And I got Wendy here, and everyone knows it's Wendy from what? Is something wrong?
From the song from the 60s.
Yeah.
The Carpenters.
No, it wasn't The Carpenters, but you that's yeah. good to get. Chris likes it.
I just like to bring
it
back.
He always says
I took a shot, you know, but, my one shining moment.
Which is March Madness.
Yeah.
Wendy from Galleon, Ohio has called in. So truly we are American Family Radio.
Right.
With all those states we just mentioned.
Now, folks, if you're not from those states that we mentioned,
right,
you can get your name on our computer screen.
How do you do that?
Well, you call this number, 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. 2396. It is our spring Share-a-thon. Living water is the theme for our spring Share-a-thon.
So, like if you live in Alberta, Canada,
yeah.
or Nova Scotia, where Fred's from, or
Fairbanks, Alaska,
just tell us that and we'll put it on our screen here and read it out.
Absolutely. Here's the verse that inspired our spring Share-a-thon theme. It's from John chapter 7, verse 38. I'm reading from the New King James Version. Jesus said, "He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water."
Amen. Amen. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Let's take a break right here. And we'll be you got any listener testimonies? Or are we out? Huh? Yeah, we can do that. Let's play that.
This is Lamont Saunders in the great, great town of Culpeper, Virginia. And we are the birthplace of the First Amendment right. We're also the birthplace of two phenomenally great AFR radio stations, one that broadcast here locally to the town people and the other one that worked on those senators out in the House of Representatives out there in a wonderful, wonderful state capital. But I started listening to AFR radio when Marvin Sanders came here and dedicated our first station. And we are so blessed with the wisdom of all the wonderful people that host radio broadcasts there in Tupelo, Mississippi. And thank you, Don Wildman and Tim and all the staff. And we just cannot thank you enough for preaching and teaching God's Word. And thank you forever and ever. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you, brother.
All right, welcome back to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. A caller there from Culpeper, Virginia, checking in with us, a listener. And again, truly, we are American Family Radio as we take calls from all over the country, people who believe in what we're doing and share our mission and our passion for the Bible, for the Lord, and for trying to save our country going down the tubes.
Right.
And, you know, we're in a fight for our lives here in America. And you might say, well, why does that matter, really, when it's the kingdom of God that matters first? Well, yes, it's the kingdom of God that matters. But guess what? God birthed and gave us this great country. I mean, that's unquestionable.
Right.
And if you look at the history of America. And so why? Because we have liberty and freedom. And we have a way of life that we enjoy like none other in the world. You want to know why millions of people want to come here? And because they want to come to America. They still want to come to America because it's the land of opportunity. And so we want to maintain the freedoms that we have for our children and our grandchildren and the way of life that we've enjoyed. And it's threatened, quite frankly, by these cultural Marxists, by the woke agenda, by those who want to centralize power in Washington, D.C. and strip the states of power. They want to attack Christians, as we've seen. I mean, there's a lot going on here in this war. It's a cultural war. It's a political war. It's a spiritual war going on. And we want to be on the side of God Almighty.
Amen.
And what he says in his word.
Well, and I every once in a while, I will have conversations with other Christians who love Jesus. Listen, I don't have hard feelings towards Christians who disagree with us, but I will have this conversation periodically, and they will tell me, you're wasting your time trying to fight for our culture or working on politics.
Right.
It's all going
to
burn.
It's not your job to save America,
yeah,
they'll say.
They'll say, it's all going to burn. So why are you wasting your time with things that are temporary? And I always say to them when they say that, I said, so you believe if it's all going to burn, if it's all temporary,
right,
we shouldn't waste time? They say yes. And so I'll ask them a series of questions. I said, if the roof of your house leaks, do you get it fixed? If your transmission acts up on your car, do you take it to the mechanic?
I see where you're going.
If you start to have you're feeling bad in your chest, do you go see a doctor? And, of course, it's always yes, yes, yes. I say, well, why? It's all going to burn. Your house is temporary. Why do you fix it? Your car is temporary. Why do you fix it? Your body is temporary. Why do you try to fix it? I said, so if you fix those things, why don't you try to fix our republic? Why don't you try to fix the public schools, maybe where your kids or
your
neighbors?
That's a mic drop moment.
Where your neighbors' kids are going. We always repair what we value. And people value their houses. And they'll tell me, I've had these conversations. Yeah, but God gave me that house. Okay. Well, he gave us this republic.
Mm-hmm.
He gave us these freedoms and these liberties. So if you're going to be a good steward of your house and your car.
Right.
Then why wouldn't you be a good steward of your culture as
Amen.
Well?
I love doing those stories where you have somebody that was born in another country and they came here for a better life for themselves and their
kids. The Loudoun County, mm-hmm. excuse me for interrupting, in the Loudoun County video, the story of what happened in Loudoun County, which is an excellent video that we produce, which you get if you give the
right.
$150 or more to AFR, there's a lady featured
in
there.
Fleet, yes.
Who fled from communist China, who's saying, stop what you're doing.
Right.
In America, you're headed toward how the government controls everything in communist China.
She even says on this video, she says, I am not a Christian. She says, I'm not a Christian, but I understand that America was founded on Christian principles, and you're about to lose them. It's chilling coming from this woman who grew up oppressed under communism. She says, you better watch it. If you cherish your Christian faith, you'd better step up.
Yeah.
What a warning that is. By the way, you will also get that DVD if you give a monthly gift of $30 or more. You get the DVD plus the AFR-branded duffel bag.
Yeah, I love doing those kinds of stories featuring people like G. Van Fleet and also Carol Markowitz, who's a columnist for New York Post. She came here as a child from Russia, the USSR. She loves America. She lives in Florida now, I think it is, and she appears on Fox on a daily basis pretty much talking about cultural issues. It's important that people hear those kinds of stories about how somebody from another country appreciates our country, because unfortunately people like people that are my age and younger are being taught to hate this country, or that we're a backwards country, or we were founded on false principles and all these other things. And so young people especially need to hear from those people so that way they get the truth. And that's one of the things I enjoy doing on this show when Steve and I and Fred bring in the comments and clips from people talking about
Give the number
things.
For people to call here as we wind up our
yes.
time and for today's issues.
And I have reached that age where I have to start doing this for eye purposes. It is 1-877-616-2396. That number again is 1-877-616-2396.
All right, we're out of time for this hour, and we thank you for yours. We appreciate you listening to American Family Radio. We got the news and then the Jackson 2.
The Jackson twins.
The Jackson twins.
Bishop Jackson.
Fred Jackson.
Fred Jackson.
They'll be along in 5 minutes and carry you through the next hour or mm-hmm. so here on American Family Radio Share-a-thon. My thanks to everybody who joined us, like Alex and Fred, and thanks to Brent Creeley, our producer. Thanks to Chris and Ed. I'm Tim Wildman, and we'll be back with Share-a-thon in 5 minutes.